Well, now what about white bacon?
Well, the white bacon is where the meat's not smoked. It's the middling, but it's, you know, be a streak of lean, a streak of fat, but it's white. It's salt cured. Uh-huh. It's not smoked.
I see.
Not dried. It's more or less like fresh meat.
Okay. And now what about side meat?
Well, that's what I call
the
middling. Yeah.
Okay. And let's see what some of these other words are. What about sow belly? Or sow belly?
Well, yeah, they have what they call sow belly. And that's the strip to cut off the stomach. As my children used to say, where the buttons are. that's what you call sow belly, but I don't know what to do with it. You don't ever see it in store.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, I have seen the white middling that would have the buttons on it, but long time ago, you don't see it in store now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever.
Well, is this used to cook with? Or?
Yeah, people used to use it to cook with, to boil in vegetables or something for seasoning. I never did. We dried our sow belly and our fat back out for lard.
Uh-huh.
When we were butchering hogs, we didn't use that. It was cut off and put in lard.
Uh-huh. And what else went into lard when you were making lard?
Well, there's always fleet fat, we call it. That's a big roll of fat that's on the inside of the middling, and you just roll it out. Oh, that was the prettiest, nicest lard you would have.
Mm-hmm.
And made the best cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what we called the fleet fat. And it was on the inside of the ribs. You rolled it out of the ribs.
Well, that's interesting. I never heard of that. And it's the fleek fat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that went into it, and the sow belly went into it.
Mm-hmm.
Into the lard.
Yeah.
And what else went into
that? That fat back, streak of fat back. Right. And if your hogs was real fat, the chitlins were ridded. You know, they'd come some fat off of them, and off of the maw would get fat off of that, too.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you make the lard?
Well, if you had a sausage meal, and we most always did, we took the skin off of the fat back and the sow belly and ground it up in a sausage meal and put it in a wash pot and cooked it till the cracklings got brown and the water all cooked out. Then it was taken up and strained in lard cans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a word for pork that's been smoked?
Well, it's smoked bacon or cured bacon or dried bacon.
Okay. And what do people call the skin?
On the rind.
The rind. Okay. And the meat that's cut up thin and fried for breakfast.
That's breakfast bacon.
And the stuff that's ground up and put into casing.
That's your sausage.
Okay. And how did you make sausage?
Well, that was the lean giblet meat that always be a big strip off of the shoulder up here. And just anywhere you could find that lean meat.
Mm-hmm.
And grind it up in a sausage meal. And you put it in a pan and mixed it. You put your sausage seasoning in. Which was salt and pepper and sage and things like that. We just used to put salt and pepper and sage, and they'd grind up a little bit of red pepper when we was grinding the meat. But the last sausage for years that we made, we bought our seasoning already in a package.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, what they make sausage out of now is in packages at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to buy it to season our sausage.
Is homemade sausage better than store-bought sausage?
To me, they're lots better.
Uh-huh.
They sure are.